Order. Select committee report.
This week we speak with Labor's Palmerston North MP, Ian Lees-Galloway, who tells us just exactly what select committees do.
The bread and butter work is looking at bills that are appropriate to the select committee, financial reviews of government organisations. We also hear petitions, and that's been a bit of an issue on the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, where petitions haven't been heard, although they heard one recently from one Ian Lees-Galloway, so I don't know what he did so well to to get his petition heard. So that's an opportunity for the public to put particular issues forward and be heard by the appropriate group of members of Parliament.
So you've recently presented a petition of your own.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that petition.
That petition was around particular issue that I've been talking about for over 3 years now, I think, the Capital Connection, which is the train that runs between Palmerston North and Wellington. The issue is that it's been the only commuter train in New Zealand that is run without a subsidy from the NZTA. KiwiRail feel that it is impossible for them to continue on under that model. They are losing money under that model, and what we're asking to happen is for the government to agree for NZTA to co-fund the Capital Connection along with the local regional councils. So we presented the petition back in I think it was June last year. It's taken an awfully long time to get in front of the committee. In my experience, that's a very long time for a submitter to get before a committee. But as I said, it's I should feel pretty good that we got there at all, because others have not been able to. And I think I got quite a good hearing from the MPs. Some of them seem to have been more had looked more closely at the written material that I'd provided than others. But they asked some appropriate questions, I thought, from both sides, both those who might be, you might think, ideologically for and against the proposal. And my understanding is that the committee has resolved to get an update from the minister.
It's interesting that you're on a committee that you've presented a petition
to.
Funnily enough,
that was my first day as a permanent member of that committee. I've been substituting on that committee for a little while, which might have been a signal about the permanent change that happened. But that particular day was the first day that I was a permanent member. I don't think there's a particular conflict of interest. It was funny that I kind of had to walk out the door and walk back in, and then walk out the door and walk back in, and adopt different hats for a minute. But I actually think it's healthy for MPs to be making submissions to select committees where they're representing their local community. That is one of our jobs, is to be the conduit from the community to Parliament, and if you're to lead on an issue like this and show people how to make use of the parliamentary process is important. It was a little odd that I was that I kind of had to excuse myself from the committee, walk out the door, come in another door, and come back in again as a submitter. I don't know that it's not ideal. I don't think there's any problem with it at all, actually, to be honest. I just found it amusing that was my first day as a permanent member. If it had been the week before, I could have just come along as anybody and sat before them and disappeared again.
And you sort of mentioned, you sort of answered this one before, but what happens to the petition now?
So, I mean, it's entirely up to the committee what they do. They could hear me. They've had written submissions from the two regional councils involved, the NZTA and KiwiRail. They could close it down at this point. They could report back to Parliament, making some recommendations to the government if they wanted to. They could report back saying that they've got nothing further to report. Or they could choose to try and get more information from a relevant source. And as I said, my understanding is that they have chosen to seek more information from the Ministry of Transport, because that's where the decision lies at the moment. So once that information comes back, ultimately what has to happen is the Select Committee has to report back to Parliament. They can do that with some recommendations for the government, or they can do it without that. It's entirely in the hands of the as to what they do.
So for now, it's wait and see for the 1,988 people who signed that petition. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.